This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, Chris, when it comes to sports, facial hair has always had its own lane. I mean, think about the playoff beards in hockey.
Or more recently, the future Hall of Famer James Harden in the NBA. He even has his own line of products for facial hair.
He should. That is a very impressive beard. But this has not always been the case up in the Bronx.
Devin Williams, the closer they got from Milwaukee this year, definitely wanted his beard, give him a little psychological boost on the mound. He felt a little tougher. He felt a little more intimidating in pitching. And they might have lost Devin Williams had they not indicated that they were going to relax the beard policy.
That's Marty Appel. He was around when the Yankees facial hair policy got started.
PR director for the Yankees back in the 1970s. Anyone ever tell you that you were George Costanza before George Costanza?
Many times, including Jason Alexander told me.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And they did relax that policy. Yankees managing partner Hal Steinbrenner, George's son, released a statement in February that said, in part, "After great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and uniformed personnel to have well-groomed beards moving forward."
This is a seismic shift in this policy that the Yankees have had for decades. Now, for those who are not baseball fans, the New York Yankees, going back to the 1970s here, it was like a circus. They're just a constant source of off- and on-the-field entertainment. The owner was the aforementioned George Steinbrenner. It's one of the most visible owners in sports. You know, he fired manager Billy Martin 5 separate times over the course of the 70s and the 80s. And of course, one of their star players was future Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson, known for his brash personality.
Appel was their PR director back then. Since then, he's written more than 20 books, most on baseball, including Pinstripe Empire, the New York Yankees from before the Babe to after the Boss.
I could have spent hours talking to Marty about his baseball stories, but our focus today is going to be that facial hair policy, a famous or infamous policy of the Yankees. I'm Mike Rogers, that's Chris Blake, our producer, and this is Something Offbeat.
Well, you hardly needed a policy because baseball is a pretty conservative industry, and the players all came up through the discipline of high school or college coaching, and it was almost something that didn't need to be defined. Ball players had a certain look to them. But, you know, by the mid-60s, the Beatles had influenced style and haircuts. Ball players then, in their 20s, were starting to feel a little more freedom to express the hair that they wanted to portray themselves as. George Steinbrenner came from a particularly disciplined background, having gone to his high school years to Culver Military Academy. And then he went to Northwestern and Ohio State in assistant football coaching capacities. So I don't have to tell you about the discipline of a college football environment. And he brought that philosophy with him to the Yankees of how everybody should be properly groomed and clean shaven. And it wasn't very controversial because that was just the way baseball players saw themselves then also. But now there was a newfound freedom emerging, and it all kind of came to a head when we obtained Oscar Gamble from the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, boy.
And Oscar, who was famous for his baseball cards with his afro, his afro was like 7 or 8 inches out from his scalp, and how he got a baseball cap to stay on was a mystery to me. But Gabe Paul, who was our general manager slash president, saw Oscar arrive in spring training on a Sunday afternoon. Monday was going to be the first day of workouts. So at the Fort Lauderdale Inn, my phone rang in my room, and it was Gabe Paul, and he was telling me he just saw Oscar Gamble arrive in the parking lot, and it's got an afro out to here, and I need to have him get it cut by tomorrow, or we wouldn't give him a uniform and let him work out.
Had Steinbrenner already announced the policy at this point?
It wasn't so formal as it was just understood. Starting with that, it became more formal. And you still had the emergence of the players' union, which went from not having much say or much power to being a formidable component of the baseball industry, with the arbitrators' decisions that there would be free agency.
So what was Oscar Gamble's reaction?
Well, first I said to Gabe Paul, why me? I'm your PR guy, not your barber. And he said, because if we don't give him a uniform tomorrow and don't let him work out, it's going to be a massive PR story. And you're going to have to ride that through. So I'm putting this on you. The ramshackle little motel that we stayed in Fort Lauderdale, called the Fort Lauderdale Inn, actually had a barber shop in the lobby or off the lobby. I got the assistant manager of the hotel, it was a Sunday, to call the barber and see if he'd come in and cut Oscar's hair. And I got the barber to come in. I gave the barber $40. This is 1976, so that was a pretty healthy fee for a haircut then. And Oscar sat in the barber chair. Oh, I had said to the barber, have you ever cut a black man's hair before? And he said, no, this will be a first for me. And I'm like, okay, well, don't mention that, all right? Anyway, he gave Oscar a trim. He looked totally different. And at the end, they handed Oscar a mirror. He gave himself a close examination, and he smiled, and he said, it's good. And everybody was so relieved. I was happy that it worked out. And, of course, the organization was happy that there wasn't going to be an issue over getting a haircut. Because had he not been given a uniform, that would have blown the whole story through the roof.
Now, Oscar Gamble was just 26 at the time of the trade. In all, he would play 17 seasons in the big leagues, 7 of those 17 with the Yankees in 2 separate stints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So this was 76.
Yeah.
Reggie gets there in 77. How did he react to the policy?
He was fine, and because he was old school, he was a little different than everybody else, being Reggie and appreciating the magnitude of himself. But he was never out of line in terms of what the haircut policy was going to be. And then, of course, over the years, it was just accepted and understood that when you play for the Yankees, you're going to get a haircut and you're not going to grow a beard.
Reggie Jackson was one of the most feared hitters in baseball when he joined the Yankees. He was part of A's teams that won 3 straight World Series in the early 70s and is still, all this time later, 14th all-time in career home runs.
He probably hit the most famous home run in All-Star game history in 1971 in Detroit, hit it off the transformer on the roof. He had the 3 home runs in Game 6 of the 77 series to clinch it for the Yankees. He was very famous for quotes, too, like, I'm the straw that stirs the drink, and fans don't boo nobodies.
Fans don't boo nobodies sounds like a quote that you could hear from a lot of athletes out there these days.
A lot of athletes who are very confident in their own abilities, and Reggie certainly was.
But, Mike, when you talk about off the field, when it just comes to pop culture and being in the zeitgeist, how big was Reggie Jackson at that time?
Well, he was more than just the best player in baseball. He was legendary. And you combine that with the most visible franchise in baseball, the Yankees. I mean, depending on your point of view, it was either a match made in heaven or like throwing gas on a fire.
Was there any pushback at all?
Mattingly, who was the all-American boy. I mean, you'd want your kids to grow up to be Don Mattingly. But he had a mullet. He grew it a little long, and he suggested growing a little goatee one spring. And Steinbrenner actually ordered his manager at the time, I can't remember who it was, to take him out of the lineup and sit him down and punish him for the mullet. So that was a huge story at the time. I mean, Donnie Baseball, you just don't do that. So Munson was an infractor, so to speak. Munson actually grew a beard, which everybody understood was totally against policy. But Munson liked the beard, and he was going to defy the policy until he finally, after a few days where he played with the beard and got photographed for his baseball card with the beard, he shaved it off.
Did the facial hair policy extend into clothing at all? Were there certain things that were not permitted?
Now and then. I remember when we traveled, we'd always wear suits and ties or sports jackets and ties. But then there were some lax years when Bill Verdon managed us in the middle 70s. There was no dress code. And I remember some outrageous outfits the players wore, starting to express their own independence. But nothing really came to it until I think the Yankees began to realize, now that all the teams had wealth and could sign big free agents without free agents saying, well, I got to go to the Yankees, they got all the money. Now that every team could sign anybody, the Yankees were faced with having to relax the policy so they wouldn't lose free agents that they coveted.
That is a really interesting point. It's one that I hadn't thought of, that is one of the reasons perhaps that Hal Steinbrenner, after all this time, has relaxed the policy. It makes the Yankees maybe a little more desirable place to play.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, as I mentioned, the economics of the game have shifted to the point where it's not just the Yankees and Boston and the Dodgers who can sign anybody they want. Anybody could sign anybody they want. There's so much TV money now.
What are you hearing about the players' response to this change down in Florida and here in the early days of this regular season?
I'm not hearing any negatives, and I'm not seeing the press go after the players for comments. Johnny Damon, of all people, said when he went to the Yankees, and he had very long hair with Boston, and he went to the Yankees and he said, I accepted it and I felt that's the way things are in Yankee universe. It's fine with me. And he actually came out sort of opposing the change in policy this year, which he said he liked that policy.
Mike, one of the names I'm surprised that didn't come up in your conversation with Marty was Jason Giambi.
Jason Giambi. I forgot about him. I mean, wasn't he tied up in the steroid thing too, wasn't he?
A little bit. He was one of those guys that I don't know if they necessarily ever tested positive, but there were rumors.
Well, and he had the facial hair for sure until he went to the Yankees.
And Giambi sort of embodied that Oakland look, maybe that Reggie brought over with the scraggly hair and the goatee. He could hit, and as soon as he got to the Yankees, all of a sudden he was clean-shaven with a haircut.
That's right, and other examples too. Randy Johnson, the big unit. He had all that scraggly hair, went to the Yankees, cleaned up. Andrew McCutchen, Garrett Cole is with the Yankees right now. And even Rougned Odor, Rangers fans will remember him. He had that terrible little tuft of hair on his chin, and he looked completely different when he got to New York and shaved.
I'd forgotten he even played for the Yankees until I was researching for this episode, but he had a little stint there at the end. But that beard he had in Texas was pretty long, like a ZZ Top style beard.
It was not good. It was not a good look. But he got all cleaned up when he went to the Bronx.
And one of those current Yankees that you mentioned, Garrett Cole, he had to clean up his look before he donned pinstripes. He's out this season with an injury. But he had long hair and a beard when he was with the Astros, and he was quoted in the spring saying, it still embodies our look and neatness, but allows for some individual freedom and a few less razor burns. I have a feeling it also has to do with enticing Devin Williams to come pitch there.
That too. You know, and he's not wrong about the razor burn.
In a way, it is. I mean, it's old school, but almost in a cool kind of way.
Yeah.
That the Yankees, you know, still clean cut with the sports coats and everything.
Yeah, absolutely right. And but as Bob Dylan said, these times they are a-changing.
I'm Mike Rogers. Thanks so much for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode written and produced by Lauren Berry and Chris Blake. Audio editing by Chris Blake. And original music by Myron Kaplan. And to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, let us know about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@audacy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.